Hello, Urbana. Welcome to the Odd Music Radio Shower. I'm Andrew, and...
I am Philip. Hello.
Oh, a microphone. What's happening? Try again.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Microphone. Wait. Okay. Is that mic three? Try again.
Try that. No?
No?
This one works.
That one works. All right. Oh, I see. The button was down, and it needs to be up. Okay. The first microphone should work now.
All right. We'll get them all working.
Okay. Thank goodness. This... You know, we actually are tightly choreographed. That whole thing, it sounded like technical difficulties, and that's because we're so good at tightly choreographing things that are not actually problems, but are choreographed.
That's right, and if you listen every week, you start to catch on that it's all just a kind of a hoax.
Yeah, there's a little sort of screw-up, I say, you know, in quotes, but it's not really a screw-up. It's something very careful. Very careful. So, our theme tonight is odd rock, and we both are interested in some things that are considered rock and are considered odd, and I'm sure some of the things that we like are not the same. I don't recognize any of these CDs over here in the Philips section, which is great. I'm really excited to hear them.
Yeah, I have a feeling we're going to be coming back to odd rock more than just this one episode, so this will be the first installment.
The first installment. That's great. Jacob Barton is out of town. He's our other co-host, and this is what happens when Jacob Barton is out of town.
Ha!
So I'm going to start with a track by Captain Beefheart. It's off of his album "Lick My Decals Off, Baby," which, last I checked, is not in print and CD. So a friend had burned it from record onto CD for me, and I think that's nice. So here it is. I forget what it's called, but it's track 6, and I think it's called something like "Woe Is a Mebop." We'll find out whether or not he starts singing "Woe Is a Mebop" in the text or not, but I hope you enjoy.
Woe is a mebop, I'll drop a rebop on.
You're listening to Odd Music Radio Shower on WRFU Radio Free Urbana 104.5 FM. I'm Andrew and this is Philip.
Hi.
What did we just hear, Philip?
Well, we just heard snippets from the band Sunburned, Hand of the Man, from their album Fire Escape, which was a 2007 release on Small Town Supersound. And that was kind of we did a little bit of a cutting and pasting with that album, but that's the kind of nature of the album, is there's a bit of audio sculpting going on there, so you've got a lot of cutting and pasting of different musical ideas.
Great. And before that, I think I played a piece by Michael K. Henderson, who composed some music with these altered guitars with 17 equal divisions of the octave, so a microtonal rock band. And before that, it was Ruins, is that right?
Band Ruins, off an album called Zumborga, which is on Ipecac Records. And that's the Japanese band, two guys, guitar and drums.
Great. And I think we started out with Captain Beefheart, which maybe was mentioned. So, sort of going with this particular obsession of mine of microtonal music, I'm going to play this guy, Peter Blosser. He has at least one album, maybe only one album, and his way of going about finding microtonal scales and playing in microtonal systems is singing, which is always, it's always a possibility to sing in alternative tunings, and also through slide guitar. So maybe we'll hear some of that in this piece here, which is the Birdhouse Bop. Thank you.
Seem as though she was happy with him.
That was the Fiery Furnaces, who are sort of local, I think. They are Oak Park or Oak Forest or Forest Park.
Nice.
Something like that. And that was a tiny snippet from the album Rehearsing My Choir, which features their grandmother.
Very nice. Before that was a band called Battles off an album by the name of Mirrored, which is on the Warp CD label. And then what did we hear before that, Andy?
Oh, I should probably know. Let's see. Was that... That was Peter Blosser. Okay. The Birdhouse Bop. And that brings you to where we were then.
So now I guess we're going to get into some longer pieces. Not terribly longer, but maybe we'll work our way up to some longer pieces. So Andrew and I have been playing this kind of leapfrog where show and tell. I feel like I'm a kid in a candy store getting to share this collection of eclectic tastes. But this next CD I wanted to play was by a British band by the name of the Vibra Cathedral Orchestra. And the title of the CD that this track is off of is Dabbling with Gravity and Who You Are. It's about an 8-minute track.
Great. I'm sorry. Holy cow, Philip, that was great.
That was great. That was a band called Universe Zero off an album entitled Heresy from 1979. And that album is available on Cuneiform Records. It's quite a thrill.
Yeah, yeah. Before that, we heard King Crimson with a song called Lark's Tongues in Aspic, Part 4, off of their EP called Happy With What You Have to Be Happy With, from 2002. And before that, we had...
What did we have before that?
It was that kind of drony...
Oh, that was the Viper Cathedral Orchestra.
Yeah.
Band from Great Britain.
And it moved from that into Great Complexity, and then Greater Complexity, and Bassoons. And
Bassoonism, that's right.
Well, thank you for listening, if indeed you did. This is the Odd Music Radio Shower on WRFU 104.5 FM.
We're here every Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock to midnight, so make sure to join us next week for another installment of Odd Music.
And you're a very lucky person for being able to listen to this, because it is not, we don't